on the people's homes. And you got people coming in from out of state. How are they going to know?
I've already had that in place. I have a full-time actually maintenance person. That house is, you can imagine, very well maintained. Every single week it's maintained. And we have a plan in place. It's someone that lives down there, actually Kurt Coover right here, that manages another home down there also. And he will be first notified, and I'll be notified. And the nice thing is I have other nightly rentals that we have a process in place that we'll just move them to if they need to be moved out. We also have a plan in action, too, moving all furniture upstairs and so on. So we have a whole full flood maintenance plan.
Any other questions, comments? Smart remarks?
Did you look at me when you said that?
I was.
We can prove some of those trees with 6 foot of water.
I haven't.
I didn't either, but they were approved by the board.
They were.
Yeah.
There's two next door to that home, so.
There's several other county lots across the road and down a little bit that we own, too, because they flooded out.
If we want to get notified plenty of time with the Kenny County Fire Department and all that, they want to come down for the last street flood they've had. Everyone's had plenty of time to get out.
But it's never going to happen again, right?
Hold on.
I hope not. Insurance goes up quite a bit.
The fire department come in and with boats and have to bring them out because they wouldn't leave when they were told.
We would be the ones telling them to leave. And that's a nice thing. We have other options to them to go to. I appreciate your concern.
Any other feedback? Close to a motion? One way or the other?
There's two right there beside him that we've approved. And I would say if the great flood, if it got up into that one as high as it did the neighbors, this house was over 50% damage.
Right. That's correct.
But nope. That doesn't mean you can't get it out of it if you have a flood. But it sounds like they've kind of covered their bases on that. Plus, I know the county probably does pretty well, too, notifying everybody. So I would make a motion to approve it.
We've got a motion to approve. Got a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 8-1?
8-1.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we are down to the final conditional use permit. You can believe that. At 10:04.
Hello.
Okay. Let's switch page here. Lindora Apartments LLC is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 340 West Rockford Drive, Branson. Property is currently zoned R1 single-family residential. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, this is Lot 6A located in Holiday Hills Resort and Golf, the Fairways, 3rd Edition Subdivision. Currently, the property has a single-family home built in 2006. Property is served by Taney County Water District Number 2 and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So based on a four-bedroom, we'd have occupancy for 10. Occupancy of 10 will be 5 parking. So here's 76 Highway, State Highway T. It's a Cross Creek area. Of course, all of this is your Holiday Hills Golf Resort. I've highlighted the parcel there on the back side. I'm just zooming in on the parcel. It's on its own little spur of a cul-de-sac, I guess you would call it. It has 3 homes on it, 3 driveways.
Here's our zoning map. There is just an area of R1 that's in behind the NR and C2. This is NR3, and this is C2. And just some pictures of the home. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. I'm Leilani Chin, and we purchased this home with the intent of bringing our family with us out here. And with that said, meaning, my sister has owned a home here for 15 years. I just bought a condo in Holiday Hills, and my son lives here, and so this house just was kind of like, it would go ahead and accommodate my family and our extended family. And then we decided that, well, maybe we could use it as a nightly rental also. And so that's why we went ahead and brought it to you. And we don't want to do this without going the proper legal channels. But that is our request.
So have you talked to the other two neighbors?
No, I did not. No. Okay. My sister does live out in Kirbyville. And then I'm only here occasionally. So, no, I have not. And like I said, we just got it. I think, what, November? December? December.
And do you have a management company that would oversee?
Uh-huh. Yes, Vacasa has already been lined up. I use Vacasa myself for my condo. And with that, we have insurance. I have an umbrella policy. The county water has been paid. Now, the intention is definitely to use it more for family than it is to have it just sitting there. And if it did sit there, we would like to do a nightly rental.
So any other questions for the applicant before we see who's out there? Do we have anyone that has signed up to speak on behalf of this application?
Yes.
My name is Melanie Boldman. I've owned a home here for the last 17 years. We have multiple family here. Aaron Boldman with Future Men. My father, Ronald Boldman, Cowboy Church at God and Country. And I have coerced my whole family to join us here because I love it so much. We love it so much. And also to extend it to our family. So our intention in buying this house was not solely to use it as a rental. It was to use it for us and our family, family in Michigan, family in California, so that we can all be together. We all vacation together anyways. Everyone usually comes to my house in Kirbyville, but I only have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. We're outgrowing my house. So this would allow family and friends to come out and stay in a location still very close to Kirbyville. Both I'm off MM, and we bought this house knowing it was in a resort. We bought it knowing there was multiple pools, you know, eateries, golf, workout. It has everything to accommodate people coming out to be on vacation. We're renting it for a very high amount a month, and if our family decides to come out in the middle of July, we're willing to take that loss at a height of, you know, the season in order for us to use it first. So it's primarily for us, but there we've found that there's no reason to sit, you know, empty if we're not using it. We could possibly use it since it's in a location that caters to nightly rentals. So we've hired the best from what we're told, and we own multiple complexes, apartment complexes. That's why you heard Glendora Apartments. In addition to that, we maintain them as well. So we own them and maintain them. So this is very familiar ground for us. We do this regularly every day, and we're a 100-year-old business. So grandparents started it. It's gone all the way through us, and now our kids are doing it. So it's something that we're meticulous on, and we've made, you know, a lifetime business out of being meticulous and vetting and going through the right channels and using the proper people to accomplish that.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Let's get through this and everybody go home and celebrate Valentine's. I'm going to just touch on a couple points. I'm just going to kind of rapid fire at you guys. My name is Katie Lynn. Okay. I'm a realtor. I sold the property to Leilani and Melanie and their family. The main thing that they told me when they were looking for property was we have a ridiculously large family. And so we found this property. And I did want to make a slight correction on the information you gave tonight. It's actually a 5-bedroom house. I think it might have been misspoken that it was a 4-bedroom. That's okay. And just kind of basically rapid fire from some of the things we've all heard tonight, and I'm sure I'm not going to tell you anything new that you all have not heard over the years in doing these meetings. You know, nightly rental has been a growing business in this area. It's going to continue to be a growing business. I'm just saying from 19 years of doing real estate in the area, about one out of every two calls is regarding properties. Is it available for nightly rental? Can they do nightly rental? So I completely understand the concept of single-family dwelling. And I understand the idea that what a single-family dwelling is maybe from 50 years ago and what our minds are and what they were presented as when we were growing up. Single-family dwelling was mom, dad, and two kids. Now single-family dwellings are grandma and grandpa raising grandkids. Single-family dwellings are the 30-year-olds who are living in mom and dad's basements that have had a failure to launch. So single-family dwellings are no longer a typical mom, dad, two kids type of a situation. It's multi-generational now. A lot of people, when they vacation, they want to vacation together. They want to have grandma, grandpa come and enjoy time with the grandkids. Multi-generational. They don't want to have 5 hotel rooms going down the hall at the chateau. They want to have everybody in one place. They want to cook dinner. They want to enjoy family memories and experiences and shared experiences. So to me, when they say single-family dwelling, I appreciate the theory, but it has so evolved over the years into a multi-generational situation. This property is located, yes, in Holiday Hills. Holiday Hills, you do not need me to tell you all the amazing amenities of Holiday Hills. I brag on it all the time to my buyers. I say, if you're looking for a place where you can get a lot of bang for your buck, Holiday Hills is a great place to do this. There are tons of properties out there. They're turning repeatedly. The property values out there have increased so much. Approximately 12 to 18 months ago, a 2-bedroom condo at Holiday Hills, I could have found a buyer for between $130,000 and $150,000. They're currently right now between $185,000 and $215,000. So I know those people have spoken tonight about values decreasing, but I'm just telling you as a real estate agent, they are continuing to climb. That being said, we're talking about there seems to be an image that when there's nightly rentals, that we're bringing in a clientele that's just a very not respectable, not responsible type of a clientele. And I'm just telling you, there is a property directly across the street from the one that we're petitioning for, and they rent over $585 a night. It is, I do believe, a non-permitted facility. There's another one 2 doors down across the street. It's also a non-permitted, to the best of my knowledge. You can find them both on Airbnb. That one rents for $385 a night. We're not talking about a place that's rented for $34 a night. We're not talking about a place where we're going to bring in a bunch of teenagers who are going to party and carry on. This is meant to enhance the enjoyment of multi-generations. I actually already contacted Leilani to make a reservation, hopefully, if this all gets permitted, to have my own family come down. And we're going to have grandmas, grandpas, grandkids, nieces, nephews, the whole nine yards. We're going to have the place packed with our own family so that we can all be together and share those experiences. So that being said, I'm happy to talk in any questions that you guys might want to have regarding nightly rentals, my experiences with nightly rentals in the real estate realm, and my own personal opinion. Happy to share whatever you might have a question about.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And that was a slow-mo version.
Hi, my name is Steve Harbour. I'm a sales executive with Vacasa. About 10 months ago, whenever Turnkey came into town, I was actually hired as the field operations supervisor for Turnkey. So I was in these houses day in, day out, for about 8 months. And then I was, whenever Vacasa came over, took over, I was, offered the sales position. So I work along with David. So I don't want to waste a whole lot of time. I know you know David. He's a repeat customer here. So, I'm not going to dwell too much on what Vacasa does. I think you know that. But I will share a couple statistics with you. Last June and July, Vacasa, we had 1,300 reservations in Branson. We had one bad.